The Chinese are interested in our cranberries. Representatives from Wisconsin's cranberry industry are invited to discuss cranberry trade in China. That's according to Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton, who just returned from a trade mission in the world's most populous country. Wisconsin is the number one cranberry producer in the world, but China is not a huge export destination.
Well, they now can import them quite easily from Chile, but we have high tariffs applied to Wisconsin cranberries has been an obstacle for us.
The executive director of the Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association, Tom Lochner, says it's a challenge to get past the trade barriers.
At the end of the day, you know, the cost is what the consumer is looking at, and if we're cost prohibitive versus other fruits, or if we're at a competitive disadvantage with the fruit that comes out of Chile, for example.
Lochner says cranberry growers are taking a conservative approach in exporting their product, making sure to develop the market and have product available in adequate supply. Lochner says the cranberry export market has just begun to scratch the surface.
About 10 years ago, we were exporting about 5% of our crop. Right now, close to 30% of the crop is sold in the international markets, and that's a substantial increase from where we were a number of years ago, and that market continues to grow.
Lochner says the U.S. exports cranberries mostly to the United Kingdom, Australia, Germany, and South Korea. Growers are looking into the market potential in Poland, Mexico, and Spain. Lochner says marketing involves education on the various cranberry products and how to incorporate the tiny fruit into the diet. Cranberries contribute $350 million to the state economy and over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.